Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. You're coming through loud and clear.
Ah, there we go. The wonders of technology. So apologies for last Thursday. Let's get straight into it. The Bundaberg Fraser Coast Relay for Life on the weekend. You took part in it. What a huge day.
Oh, look, what a fantastic event. You know, this is all about making sure that the community is coming together for a good cause. And it's to think of those who have had the hardship of having to battle cancer, and then, of course, you know, give praise to those who are survivors and their carers as well, and have been there for their loved ones. It was it's a fantastic event, as it was last year and is every year. But the best thing for me, Daniel, is to see just how many young people were involved. Mm. And I think almost every single high school was there on display, whether it was a state school or an independent school, and so many young people understanding just the significance and the importance of it. And I was talking to a few survivors who, you know, they were reflecting on when they were in school and when I was in school. Yep. You never sort of spoke about, you know, the student whose mum or dad was going through a cancer battle, but now it's completely different. You know, it's all about being open and sharing those stories. And to have so many young people there, and some of them touched by a loved one with cancer, or they have a friend who's family member. Yeah. So it was wonderful for those young people to be there, and a wonderful event.
Now, of course, you took part in the Zumba warm-up, and then you didn't see you for the rest of the day. Did you pull a hamstring or something?
All right, pulled a cartilage, I think it's called. Pulled a cartilage. No, so we did a little bit of the Zumba, and then yeah, a couple of laps for a couple of hours there, which was fantastic. And as I said, it's just a great event. And look, I've done my Zumba, and I look forward to doing it again in 360-something days.
Of course. And they've got about $80,000 raised for the Bundaberg Relay for Life. So well done to each and everyone involved in that one. Now, Tom, the housing crisis, our local council are looking at moving on the homeless. I'm not sure where they're meant to go, considering their intent and cars at the moment. What's the government doing? Because I put this to our listeners on a Friday and Thursday of last week, and we come up with some wonderful suggestions, but yet we just don't know where to go in relation to this. What is being done from a Queensland government perspective? Because it just seems to be, and I know work is being done, but we just don't hear about it. Is it being swept under the carpet?
Well, definitely not in terms of what we're doing as a state government. And the first thing is we need to recognise that there are lots of challenges out there, and that the face of homelessness and vulnerability has changed. So what we're seeing is middle-income Australia being affected by this financial crisis that is the global pandemic of COVID-19. You know, we are vaccinated now, we move around, we don't think about the virus as much as what we did early days. But what we're facing is all of those economic impacts have built up for the last 2 or 3 years are now crashing down on us. And it's pulled the rug out from middle-income Australia. So as a state government, our role is social and affordable housing. And we're doing those builds. We have 75 builds underway through the housing strategy across the Wide Bay region. And it's got another 35 under another program called Quick Starts, which is about funding those shovel-ready projects. Right. So we are building, we are developing for that social and affordable housing. But where the real issue is sort of biting and has that real sting all across the country is that private market sector. So we know that more and more people have moved into Queensland. More and more people have bought what would have been long-term rentals, houses that have been rented out for 15, 20 years, yep, and now owner-occupied. And you can't criticise people for wanting to buy their property, but that's what we're facing at the moment is mum and dad, who are both employed and can both pay $400 rent a week, can't get into the rental market because the stock isn't being replenished. Developers aren't building as much because they haven't got the supplies. They haven't got the tradespeople at the moment. So we're in this real, I guess it's almost that perfect storm of that financial hardship that's impacting us. So as a state government, we've got four programs out there that are all about working with developers, working with investors, working with approved and registered property providers.
Yep.
And we are building more, especially in the Bundaberg region and across the Wide Bay region. But until we can get that private market building again, we're going to keep facing these challenges. Now, Daniel, I'll probably use this moment to just let anyone know, if you know of a family who are facing homelessness or are homeless at the moment, you have to send them to my office. I'm on the corner of Key and Baroland Street. We are getting families off the streets, out of tents, and we are putting them into some form of accommodation. So that's probably the big message for all of your listeners, Daniel.
Yep. Yep.
If you know a family in vulnerability and in crisis, please send them to my office because we need to make sure that young people have a roof over their heads.
Yep, absolutely. I'm more than happy to pass on your details as well. And finally, Tom, member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joins us. Do you have a professional photographer?
No, the camera would break. you wouldn't invest that much money into a camera for me, mate. No, definitely not. I believe you might be referring to, we have the Deputy Premier has a new media advisor, and part of working in the media these days is taking photos. So no professional photographer, not for my mug, that's for sure.
The question, obviously, for those who might not be aware, is, as Tom just mentioned there, the Deputy Premier, Stephen Miles, had a story written about a professional photographer in which he's been hugging koalas, correct me if I'm wrong, but certainly an animal, and it's being criticised that he's wasting taxpayers' money. So I just wanted to make sure you didn't have a professional photographer.
No, I definitely don't, and I'm pretty sure that the person who's taking the photos for the Deputy Premier is also doing their media role in terms of writing stories, liaising with the media as well. So, look, it's always good when the media have a little go at their former colleagues. But, look, I'm more worried about the real things in life and what's happening in Bundy, and obviously housing is one of those. And, of course, the doggies. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but how good was it having the Bundaberg Bulldogs, as they're known for the next three seasons, coming in? It's a great thing for the region. I was very proud to be a leading hand in that.
Yeah, and you should be very proud of that. And, of course, a huge crowd, 8,000 people there at Salter Oval last week. Time flies when you're having fun. It's all, last weekend, it's the weekend prior. That's how I'm reading. Time flies when we're having fun. Tom, really do appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for jumping on our call. I know we had a few issues on Thursday, but really do appreciate your time this morning.
Daniel, thank you so much. And look, I'm in Parliament this week, but I can't wait to get back to Bundy on the weekend.
We'll talk very soon. Thank you very much for your time.
See ya.